Blog Talk Radio.
Aka Big Booty Crudy.
Hi,
Hey,
what's going
welcome
on?
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Hey, what's up, Wayne?
Everything's good. Yeah,
can
it's
you hear
honor
me?
To
I
have
am
you
driving
on.
Right now.
Okay. Must be stuck in traffic.
Nah, dumbass games, man. I'm almost home, though.
Damn.
But I will apologize in advance because I do have road rage like crazy. So just in case
right.
you hear me cursing, I'm not cursing at you. I'm cursing at other people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is Uncensored Radio.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad they know that because, yeah.
Maybe FTW another way. Fuck the world.
Right. Like somebody riding my ass right now. They could just go around, but I guess.
Right. Yeah,
so
don't
what's
hurt
going
nobody.
On, Wade? Oh, I'll be all right.
Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, I was a wrestling fan growing up. Like, I started watching wrestling when I was, like, probably, like, 8 or 9, watching, like, Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. They were having their feud and WCW. Like, you could go back and forth, you know, the Monday Night Wars. And then I'll try to stay up, like, in the middle of the night to catch ECW. ECW's my shit. Like, no lie. I just stay at, like, 2 in the morning on the weekends just to watch ECW, even though they have, like, only 3 matches, but everybody was talking, but I just love the shit.
Right. And what got your interest in training to become a wrestler and manager?
Well, I just decided to do it. Like, I always loved wrestling. Like, I used to, like, especially back in, like, grade school and high school, like, I used to, like, eat, sleep, and breathe wrestling. Like, if I would miss a pay-per-view, like, I would get pissed. I would start throwing temper tantrums. I would cry. Like, I just loved wrestling. But once I went to college, I kind of fell off on it a little bit. Like, I always loved it. It was always in the back of my mind. But, you know, when you go and tell your family, like, oh, yeah, you want to be a professional wrestler, and they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, go get a job. Go get a degree. And, you know, I did all that. But, like, I just had the passion for wrestling. Like, I just absolutely loved the storylines. I love the action, even when, like, my family's like, you know, this shit's fake. Like, why would you want to get into that? I didn't care. They had me watching documentaries of, like, how it was fake just so I stopped watching. But I just loved it. I couldn't help it. So I just decided after college, like, I wanted to at least try it, see how far I can go. Like, still work
right.
my full-time job, but, you know, they always tell you, like, you know, you can't go in life not doing something that you want to do. Like, I wanted to go after a dream. This was a dream of mine, so I'm going for it.
Yeah, that's what's up. And who were your trainers?
Well, I started off with Earl Cooter and FTW. And then Matt Stryker, he came along, and Grim Reefer. Like, I valet for Grim Reefer, too, so, and he trains me. Earl Cooter actually came up with my gimmick for me, because when I first came in, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I was going to be a heel. I didn't know I was going to be a face. Like, literally, the second time I trained with him, he's like, your name is Big Booty Trudy. And I remember looking at him like, what the hell? Like, what the fuck? Where did you get that name from? He's like, oh, it's going to go over so well. You got big ass. You're pretty. Like, that's your name. For now on, you're not even going by Fairy. You're just going by Big Booty Trudy or Trudy, like that. Like, sink that into your head. That's going to be your name. So, actually, Earl Cooter came up with the gimmick. And then he trained me. And, like I said, Max Stryker, he started coming to FTW. And Grim Reefer, like, Grim Reefer showed me a lot. So, I got to give a lot of props to him, too.
Definitely good workers.
Yeah, and they do their thing in the indie scene. Like, Earl Cooter right now, he's in China. Like, you know, that's a dream of his. He gets to go overseas. Like, that's what's up. Shit, I hope to do that one day.
And what is your highlights of working at FTW?
I think my only highlight so far is just getting my name out there. Like, the first time I debuted, I was, like, mad scared. But, you know, Grim Reefer was like, you know, you got this. Like just remember, you're not a fifth ring post. Like you take hits. Like, you're a manager, but you're also a worker. So, you know, he pushed me out there. Every match, he makes sure that something happens, like, you make sure you interfere. You make sure you get your name out there. So he looks out for me. So I would say probably, I want to say in May of this year, when he had, like, the tables, ladders, and chair match against Wes Draven. Like, a lot of people didn't know who I was. They just knew, like, this girl's name is Big Booty Trudy coming out with Grim Reefer, which, and the New York indie scene, and just like the indie scene in general, like, Grim Reefer, that's already a big name. He doesn't need anybody to walk him out to the ring. So just the fact that I got to interfere in that match, like, Wes Draven, and he, like, drop kicked me or something. But, like, people loved it. People, like, really got over on that. So I think that was, like, the biggest thing that really, like, set me out there, because then I just started getting a million friend requests, like, Big Booty Trudy, I seen you in Queens at the Elks Lodge, like, you were awesome. So that really was, like, a big, like, I think that really got my name out there.
That's what's up. And what are your memories of Guapo Grande?
My memories?
Yeah.
Guapo's just a cool dude. Like, we just each other one day, and I was like, you know, we can, you know, do our thing. And, like, he's like a big, lovable, like, teddy bear type of guy. So, you know, we go out there, shake it up a little bit. I know the last match we did, like, a mixed tag team. Well, not even mixed tag team. I was a female in there, so, like, intergender tag team. So we were trying to go over for the strap, which, according to the JCW officials, I was the first female to ever go up for any title. So, you know, that's what's up for me. And for JCW, I guess, like, JCW, they, Jersey Championship Wrestling, they always look out for me. Like, I probably, besides FTW, like, JCW is like a home staple for me as well.
Yes, the tag team that that y'all was working with was Glitz and Glamour.
Yeah. And then they dropped the belts the next week, so I think the Down Boys have it now, which, you know, congrats to them, but it could be around me and Guapo's waist, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but she won the books, though.
Yeah.
What is your memories of JCW?
The first time, like, I went to a JCW show, I was there because Earl Cooter and Candy Cartwright were there. So Earl Cooter and Candy are like, come up to the show. It's like literally down the street from you. So I went to the show. Afterwards, I talked to him because, of course, Earl Cooter is my trainer. And I met Danny DeMonto. And he came up to me. He's like, you're a worker? And then Cooter is like, hell yeah, she's a worker. And then from there, like, he just started booking me. Like, just started, he was like, okay, you and, like, Guapo Grande, you guys are together. You guys will, like, just do everything together. So I'm like, you know, I'm cool. I'm with it. But that's kind of been, like, my luck so far in this industry is I just, because at the end of the day, I'm still a fan of wrestling. Like, I still like to go and support indie shows, even if I'm not on them. Like, if I got to go incognito, I'll go incognito. But to go support a show, I'm definitely going to go. I'm not one of those like, workers that be like, if I'm not booked, I'm not going. No, I enjoy wrestling. Either if it's, even if it's a good show or a bad show, I'm going to support. So that every time I go to, like, an indie show, I guess I don't carry myself as a fan, so when promoters usually come up to me, like, either I heard of you, or if I haven't heard of you, like, I want to get to know you or work with you, so they'll book me on the show.
Definitely got the hookup. We all need them.
Yeah, right?
The biz, yeah.
Sometimes it's not what you do or what you can do. Sometimes it's just showing up.
What are your memories of Mick Foley?
Mick Foley is mad cool. Like, I always hear, like, stories of, like, certain, like, WWE stars or former WWE stars, like, they either got, like, an ego about themselves, but Mick Foley is, like, one of the nicest people so far that I've met. And even when, like, he was giving a talk to the locker room, like, you know, make sure you support each other, and, like, at the end, I want everybody to, like, go out and just say thank you and blah. You know, he was just talking to us. And everybody's like, okay, because it's Mick Foley. Like, no, you're not going to not pay attention listening to Mick Foley. So at the end, everybody's like, you know, thank you, Mick Foley, for talking to us. And he's like, you guys are welcome. And thank everybody. Then he's like, thank you, Big Booty. The whole locker room was like, what? That's the only name you remember? like, that was an extreme pop for me. Like, I was so happy about that. Even Monster Mac, he came up to me and was like, you better remember that for the rest of your life. I was like, oh, I will. Shit, that's an extreme pop.
Not a cheap pop, what he said.
Yeah, hell no.
What are your memories of working at PWA?
That was probably like one of the first times I was introduced as a manager, really. Like, before I even got on a show at FTW, because I was still training, like, Earl Cooter was just like, come with me to Connecticut. I'm going to get you put on. Basically, it's almost like a test run. So I had to manage a guy named Slim Whiskey, and that match went over, like, and to this day, me and Slim Whiskey, like, we still work with each other because we just had that chemistry to work with each other. So he's gotten me booked a couple of times in Pennsylvania where I work with Slim Whiskey, and I work with Dr. Ruthless, Big Daddy. So both of them right now, you can kind of say I'm, like, up under their wing right now. Like, I've been doing shows in Pennsylvania, but I've been doing shows with them. So if it wasn't for Connecticut doing that show up there, I would have never met them. So I am, like, I'm very grateful to even meet Slim Whiskey and Dr. Ruthless, because they have been schooling me a lot so far, especially, like, with my job being in PA. I have to travel back and forth, so as I'm in PA working, they get me booked on shows.
Definitely that experience.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's hard, so.
Right.
because I got to pay bills. Even if wrestling doesn't pay my bills for the moment, I still got to pay my own bills, so you got to get a job.
Right. And you also been working with women, other women also. Then you recently have some type of one of those type of diva battle royals.
Yeah, that was in Pennsylvania. It was with Vanity, Nikki Adams, Debbie Kane. Oh God, who else was in that? Desiree. Veronica, it was a few females. Like, that was, and we were the main event. So, they come in and the promoter tells you, you guys are the main event. So, do work and just make sure not to fuck it up. So, that was pretty cool. I didn't win. I should have won. But, hey, it is what it is. Maybe next time. I think it was for WCIW, some long ass shit, but it was all right.
Yeah, WCIW something.
Yeah, it was some, like, give me three letters. That's all I need. Like, I excuse JAPW, because really you can just go as JAP for Jersey All Pro, but come on now, you got like five fucking letters. Like, cut out two. Come on. You don't need all that. Just cut out two.
Yeah. more than the original WWWF.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Even they knew. You got to cut out one of them W's, yo.
Which women in the business would you like to work with in the future?
In the future, I want to say, who do I want to work with in the future? I guess if the opportunity just comes up, like, hey, just give me a match with them. Right now, there's nobody, like, in particular that's, like, popping out of my mind. I know there's, like, in CZW, there's Kimberly. And Mia Yim, I like her. She seems a little extreme. I like La Rosa Negra. I watched some of her stuff. I actually love her. Who else is there? Veda Scott. She's pretty cool. I've been watching her stuff too. Maybe Veda Scott. I think we'll work good together. Or Mia Yim.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah, I love her technical skills.
Yeah, she's definitely a ring vet. Definitely a good worker. And this should have been a very good year for her. All over Mia Yim winning the Shine women's title in China.
Yeah, I heard.
Beijing, China. Yeah.
It got to her.
Yeah. And then during this year, being back on the TNA Knockouts pay-per-view. And definitely.
I actually know a girl that was on that, too. Deanna, she's been doing her thing this year. So big ups to her, too.
Right. And like, she's been everywhere, even NXT also.
Yeah, I heard. I'm surprised they didn't pick her up yet. But NXT, they're funny. Like, they don't like workers for some reason. They want to just train their own people. At least that's what I was told. So, yeah, each his own.
Yeah. Even though they had her and Leva Bates.
Yeah, but like I said, NXT, they're funny. Like, they just, I guess they'll
right.
bring them in for, like, do a show or two, and then that's it. Like, oh, have a good life.
Right.
Like, when you should actually be signing them, because they are excellent workers. You probably wouldn't have to train them as hard.
Right.
And Sarah Del Rey. Now, that's one chick right there. Like, I would love to, like, just, like, pick her brain. Just to, like, know all the wrestling stuff that she knows. I would love to pick her brain. I remember seeing her, and I was like, damn, she got thighs like me. Like, like, I love people that kind of have, like, the same body shape as me just to see.
Right.
Just so I know that I can do something with this, because I'm not a 5'4", 5'5", like, 100-pound chick. Like, and I'll never be one.
Right.
So, I already know it's going to be a little tougher for me, but, you know, it is what it is. You either love me or you either love it or you don't. It ain't for everybody.
Right. And do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor?
I watch Ring of Honor. I love Ring of Honor. TNA, I watch it a little bit. I know they just got Havoc, and Havoc is kind of like, she's from my home state. So I've been following Jessica Havoc for years. Like, Knockouts, I love it, Knockouts. Now, WWE, I kind of follow it. I'm not going to lie and say that I am watching it, but sometimes you got to change the channel. It gets a little redundant. Like, no, I'm not trying to knock them or nothing, but, you know, especially when it comes to, like, their diva matches, like, you know it's going to be a match AJ Lee versus Paige, and then it's got to be, like, a total divas match. So it's going to be, like, a Bella versus Natalia or who else is on the show? Rosa Mendez. Does she wrestle? Like, I don't think I've seen her wrestle yet.
For 9 years and someone that can't still... Not a good worker.
I mean, hey, something I learned to say in the biz, no comment. No comment.
And definitely
Eva
Marie.
Because there are some worse ones there. Yeah, there are some worse ones there.
Right. And recently I was like comparing Eva Marie to TNA's Rebel that had maybe like several months of training in OVW.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a better worker than Eva Marie.
But truth be told, who isn't a better worker? Somebody could be training at any school out here, and 6 months in, they'll be a better worker than Eva Marie. That's why I say NXT, they got their own thing going on. They look for models. Like, if you ain't a model, then don't even think about it. That's why I tell people, like, hey, if I get a WWE contract, that would be great, but I don't expect it because I'm not a model. I don't want nobody calling me a model because I'm not one. I don't have a model's body. I'll never have a model's body. I'm always going to have a big ass. Even though Naomi has a big ass, but she has, like, a muscular ass. My ass is truly fat because I've been trying to lose it for the longest. But other than that, nah, they probably not even going to look my way. But I know one thing, if they try to steal my gimmick, they're going to hear a few things from me. I will raise hell.
Yeah, even though Naomi has the rear end.
Yeah, that's fine. She can jump up high. I can't jump up high, so I don't do that move. So she does it perfectly. I ain't going to steal her move. And plus, I think she used to be like a slam dunker or something. So that girl can jump.
Yeah, she was a cheerleader for the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, so, you know, she's athletic.
Right. And I noticed that the ones that coming in from off the leader from the NBA or any other team, as they seem like they are the most athletic.
I mean, hey, like I said, to each his own, but I know Naomi, she's pretty athletic, and, you know, she can prove herself in the ring. Some of the shit that she does, I definitely can't do. I'm not going to try to do either. So, you know, you can do it, go for it. It's just some shit that just does not need to be done, especially for me.
Yeah,
because it is true. The bigger you are, the harder you do fall, and that is so true.
Yeah, and but Vince go by what he sees, and he think what everybody want to see in the women with no big ass. They gotta be all like, and I guess
they gotta be the
right.
All American girl, basically.
Yeah.
Just be pretty. Be pretty. Be a model type. And you'll get a contract.
Right. And
even though they did sign Awesome Kong. Like, that was shocking, but that was so awesome. Like, Awesome Kong, I'm not as big as her, but she can work. Like, she can do some shit, for real. She's a real worker. She trained in Japan. Like, even WWE told her before they didn't want her, so she just proved them wrong. Like, I wish she would come back, actually.
And wish TNA failed to keep her.
I mean, look what TNA is doing right now. I mean, do they have a TV contract?
They just...
Because you could be a big wrestling promotion, but honestly, especially, like, knowing working in media... You can't go anywhere without TV.
Yeah, they. I gotta bring it to you. Breaking news: the day they got a new TV deal with Destination America.
Oh, good for them! What channel is that? I've never heard of that channel.
Yeah, it's Discovery Channel, one of their sister networks that has maybe 60 million viewers. It's not in every regional. They're going to be going in less homes. Yeah.
Because WWE does not need to be a monopoly, for real. There needs to be some competition out there.
Right. Even with Lucha Underground, they've been getting very good reviews week after week.
You know, I have not had time to catch up on that yet. And I see it on my time, like, all the time. Every time I go to click on it, it's like, I got to do something else. I've been wanting to... not even this weekend, I can't. We got a game this weekend. I want to actually see what's going on with that, because I heard that's some good shit.
Definitely.
I can't move like a luchador, but I damn sure would try.
Right. Even added American talent that is familiar with, like, John Morrison, Chavo Guerrero.
They're on Lucha Underground?
Right, yes.
Oh, nice.
And definitely with Matt Stryker being the commentator. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why he hasn't been to FPW training for a while, but he's coming back because I just seen him over the weekend, so he just told me he was coming back.
Right. And it's like, amazing that they have bookers, one writer. It takes one or two writers and a booker to get consistent good shows like we had in the Attitude Era. But no,
yeah,
Vince wanna change
all it. Wrestling people, the average wrestling fan, they want to be drawn back to it. You can have all the moves in the world, but if you don't have a good storyline, then what's going to keep that fan's attention? Like, that's even what, like, the Bella Twins. Like, they're okay workers. You know, they know how to do some stuff, but their storyline sucks. Like, who cares? Like, who cares? You two are beefing. That's why I barely watch this stuff. But you got to have a good worker and a good booker.
Right. But Vince have these 30 or 40 writers... and most of them don't know about the wrestling scene from Hollywood.
Well, he's trying to push them to Hollywood, but not everybody's The Rock.
Right. And I just think they're not worrying until a company gets real extremely hot that will wake them up.
I think they're trying to, they've been trying to push John Cena down everybody's throat for the longest. I don't know where that's going to go. I think, isn't the Miz trying to do some or something?
Yeah. And it don't make sense that first, like, several of them was beefing with each other. Now they on in the same ring at the same time, Rusev and Mark Henry.
You know what the other wrestling shows need, though? They need that one person to just, like, take them over to the top. Like,
right.
TNA, they need that one wrestler that can just kind of like a Stone Cold or The Rock. They need that one
right.
person to just be like where people will tune in and be like, oh, I want to watch him or I want to watch her.
Right.
Like, you need a good wrestler, but you need the star power and the charisma that grabs people's attention.
Yeah, they need selfies.
Yeah.
And at least they do a better job of putting over the talent that used to be in WWE, much way more presented.
Yeah, they do, because, I don't know, WWE, they're invested into in one person, which I understand, because John Cena, the kids love John Cena. Like, my nieces and nephews, they love John Cena. So
right.
it's kind of like the Hulk Hogan bear generation. So
right.
if you were to go heel, like, you know, little kids be crying and shit. Like, so, you know, that might be a bad idea for them. They're kind of investing
right.
into it. And it's not a lot of people our age that watches wrestling like that anymore. It's still like something for like the little kids and the teenagers. They watch it. So
yeah.
if the kids love John Cena, guess what? John Cena stays on top.
But really, with it, when I've seen the demographic, that really, that's not the case. That really, most of the kids don't really think it's cool. They either for Ambrose and or the Daniel Bryant of the world.
Well, and I know it's the older adults that's saying Cena sucks, but you can still hear them little kids in the audience saying, "Let's go, Cena." So until that actually dies completely, John Cena will stay on top.
Right. Until they get older or they, you know, walk away from the product, you know.
Right. Until there's no more hype around them.
Right. And one thing about WWE, they don't have no black or Hispanic writers, and they too much stereotypical when it comes to gimmicks, just like this so-called New Day gimmick.
So who is that? New Day.
This is the one with the Nation. I will call them the ripoff of Nation of Jobber Nation. Kofi
Kingston.
Wow,
really?
Yeah. Xavier Woods and Biggie Langston.
You know what?
And you could actually,
Kofi.
Right, and you could actually hear the, when they was like doing this. It was Xavier Woods doing the James Brown split with the cape on.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I need to Google that.
Yeah, about four.
Poor Kofi,
about
man.
All them,
Kofi is, like, one of the best wrestlers out there, and they just can't do anything with him. He was supposed to be Jamaican, but then we found out that he didn't have a Jamaican accent. Then he's not that good on the microphone. He's kind of like Shelton
right.
Benjamin.
Now talking about pressure and everything.
oh,
along
man,
with this church,
I need to look that up.
A so-called church congregation of black women.
They're doing that
they,
too.
Yeah, they clapping like it's. You can hear like it's like they're ripping off Kirk Franklin's Revolution.
Well, that one time Big E Langston got the microphone, he was talking like he was a preacher.
MLK the third.
Right. Like, he was, like, when he had that beef against Rusev, he was talking like he was a preacher or something. I was ready for, like, a collection plate to go around or something. Like, amen, yes, yes, get him.
I guess Kirk Franklin not happy with the skit.
Right? I'm just glad he didn't wear no booty shorts no more.
I'm done, like, next week if I see one of them having a bucket of chicken in there. I'm done.
Yo, I'm going to write them a letter if they do that. I would seriously write WWE a letter. Like, really? Like, this is what we do now? Come on.
Here come all Sharpton. Just...
Wayne there. I heard he was at one of the shows.
Yeah. Oh, that was Jesse Jackson, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Same person. I was just about to say something else, but yeah. I'm just keep my comments to myself.
I notice every time they when they come there, they gotta push black wrestlers on TV more.
Yeah, but there's only like four of them. So what more can you push?
And we're starting to run out of time at Wrestling F Factor. It's a pleasure of you coming on. Do you have anything to plug?
Just look out for Team Big Booty Trudy 2015. I'm actually working on a calendar shoot. Like, I was going to keep that secret, but I'm working with the photographer now. He wants to do a calendar, which is kind of shocking because I don't consider myself that pretty. But, hey, if you like it, I love it. So we're going to be shooting that in December. And in January, you will be able to purchase a calendar so you can have Big Booty all year long.
Oh, that's what's up.
And just follow me on Instagram. I'm probably one of the realest people you know, FeiFei419. And Facebook, you can find me, Big Booty Trudy. All you got to do is type it in. Because I can't create a Big Booty Trudy page. Thank you, Facebook. They think it's too explicit or some shit they told me, but whatever.
That's what's up.
Well, it was nice talking to you, Wayne.
It was nice talking to you. Come back to the show anytime.
All right, no problem.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Take
you
care.
Have a good night. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Big Booty Trudy. If you want to listen to this episode, it's up at Wrestling F Factor group page or at Blog Talk Radio under Wrestling F Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
All she wants to twerk is a motherfucking shop is free and tricking if you got it, so she twerking to the nigga when she popping for that Gucci, yeah, she must want it a lot.
This is a DJ Finesse exclusive.
Looking like a bag of money, shawty, if you want a bag, better shake that ass for me, work that ass overtime, shawty, show me that you mean it, she's so good I think I'm dreaming, give me brains, I'm a genius, D&G, Louis V, Bust it open, let me see. Show me all them tricks you learn. Come get nasty for a G. Get nasty for them C-notes.